Welcome to episode 902 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Gospel of Matthew presents several unique revelations of Jesus that emphasize his identity, role, and teachings distinctively from other Gospels.
Today's top 10 list.
10 significant revelations of Jesus unique to Matthew.
Number 1.
Jesus as the Son of David. Matthew begins with a genealogy that traces Jesus' lineage to David and Abraham, emphasizing his role as the promised Jewish Messiah. While there are two genealogies of Jesus in the New Testament, found in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, each serves a specific theological purpose and presents a different perspective on Jesus' ancestry, highlighting various aspects of his identity and mission. Matthew's genealogy is structured around three sets of 14 generations, tracing Jesus' lineage from Abraham through David to Joseph, who is named as the husband of Mary, through whom Jesus was born. This genealogy emphasizes Jesus' legal right to the throne of David and his identity as the Messiah promised to the Jewish people. Matthew's arrangement also seems to be designed for easy memorization and teaching, possibly reflecting its use in a Jewish Christian community. Matthew places his genealogy at the very beginning, setting the stage for his narrative with Jesus as the fulfillment of Jewish expectations.
Number 2.
Visit of the Magi. Only in Matthew do we find the story of the Magi who travel from a great distance to worship Jesus as the King of the Jews, revealing Jesus' royal status and his recognition by non-Jews. Matthew's exclusive account describes these figures coming from the east to worship the newborn King of the Jews, having been guided by a star to Jesus' location in Bethlehem. This narrative emphasizes themes of recognition and worship of Jesus from distant lands and cultures, showcasing the universal significance of Jesus' birth. The Magi's gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh also carry symbolic meanings related to Jesus' kingship, divine nature, and eventual suffering and death.
Number 3.
Flight to Egypt and return. Matthew uniquely recounts the flight of Jesus, Joseph, and Mary to Egypt and their subsequent return, drawing parallels between Jesus' life and the Old Testament story of Moses, and fulfilling the prophecy, "Out of Egypt I called my son," found in the book of Hosea. Matthew uses this Hosea passage to draw a parallel between Israel's historic journey out of Egypt and Jesus' return from Egypt after his family flees there to escape King Herod's massacre of the infants in Bethlehem. This typological use of Hosea's prophecy by Matthew highlights a pattern where Jesus fulfills and embodies the collective experiences of Israel, asserting Jesus as the true and ultimate Son of God.
Number 4.
Sermon on the Mount. Matthew provides the most extensive account of Jesus' teachings, including the Beatitudes, which reveal Jesus as a teacher of new law, deepening and fulfilling Old Testament law. It includes some of the most profound and beloved teachings of Jesus. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you.
Number 5.
Jesus' teaching on the church. Only in Matthew does Jesus speak explicitly about the church, giving specific instructions on church discipline and community life, which shows his role in establishing a new covenant community.
Number 6.
The parable of the workers in the vineyard. This parable, found exclusively in Matthew, tells of a landowner who hires laborers at different times throughout the day to work his vineyard. Surprisingly, at day's end, he pays everyone the same, regardless of how long they worked. Those hired early in the morning grumble, feeling it's unfair for those who worked only an hour to receive the same payment. The landowner responds by asserting his right to be generous, reminding them that each agreed to their wage in advance. The parable challenges conventional notions of fairness and reward. It highlights God's abundant grace and generosity, which are not based on merit or amount of time spent in service. Instead, it emphasizes salvation is a gift freely given to all who accept, regardless of when they come to faith. The parable also serves as a warning against envy and a call to rejoice in God's generosity towards others. It ultimately teaches that in God's kingdom, everyone is valued and receives the same ultimate reward, regardless of when they come to Him.
Number 7.
The Parable of the 10 Virgins. This parable is exclusively found in Matthew, in which Jesus tells a story about 10 virgins who are awaiting the arrival of a bridegroom. 5 virgins are described as wise, as they bring extra oil for their lamps, anticipating a long wait. The other 5 are foolish, as they bring only enough oil for their lamps to burn a short time. As the night wears on, all the virgins fall asleep. At midnight, a cry rings out announcing the bridegroom's arrival. The virgins awake and prepare their lamps. The foolish virgins realize their lamps are going out and ask the wise virgins to share their oil, but they refuse, fearing there won't be enough for everyone. While the foolish virgins scramble to find more oil, the bridegroom arrives. The wise virgins, with their lamps burning brightly, join the wedding celebration, and the door is shut behind them. When the foolish virgins return, they find the door locked and are denied entry. The parable serves as a warning about the importance of spiritual preparedness and vigilance. The virgins symbolize believers awaiting Christ's return, with the oil representing their readiness and spiritual nourishment. The wise virgins, having prepared for the unknown, are welcomed into the kingdom, while the foolish, lacking preparedness, are left outside. The parable emphasizes that being a follower of Christ involves more than just initial faith. It requires ongoing diligence, spiritual growth, and a readiness for the unexpected arrival of the bridegroom, which represents the second coming of Christ.
Number 8.
The Great Commission. Each gospel writer highlights different aspects of the commissioning of the disciples, tailored to their specific theological emphases and the needs of their audience. Matthew's version is the most explicit in terms of the missionary and teaching mandate, which is why it is often singled out when referring to the Great Commission. It highlights the universal scope of the disciples' mission and introduces a Trinitarian formula for baptism.
Number 9.
Judgment of the Nations. Only in Matthew does Jesus describe a final judgment in which he separates people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, based on acts of mercy done to the least of these, revealing his role as judge. Each gospel writer integrates the theme of judgment into their narrative to underscore the moral and eschatological implications of Jesus' teachings and the responses they require. Matthew's detailed portrayal of judgment days, particularly in his eschatological discourses, provides a vivid depiction of the final accounting that awaits humanity, aligning closely with his emphasis on righteousness and the fulfillment of the law.
Number 10.
Emmanuel, God with us. Matthew uniquely emphasizes Jesus as Emmanuel, a name which means God with us. This revelation is proclaimed at the beginning of his gospel and reaffirms Jesus' divine presence and his fulfillment of prophecy. Matthew 1, verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. These revelations contribute to a distinct portrait of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, focusing on his messianic identity, his teachings about the kingdom, his role in establishing the church, and his fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies. Father, in all things, we cling to the promise of Emmanuel, God with us, assured of your presence in our lives. Through the teachings and example of Jesus, strengthen us to live out our faith authentically and passionately. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.